Okay, Chair Amundson, moving to agenda three. Okay, Chair Amundson, just want to recognize time. We built the presentation here to be flexible and want to honor the time we were given so we can tighten this up a bit. This is a decision point for the board. Ron will continue through the slide deck, but we'll tighten that up again. We were prepared to orient, provide more of an orientation to collectively to the board, but we will close and provide time there at the end for any specific questions. With that, Ron.
Thank you, Doug. We are here today to go through our forest protection fiscal year 2020 budgets and rates. Under Oregon Revised Statute 477265, this requires the board annually to review the forest protection district budgets and pass final approval on all district budgets, including the prorated acreage assessment rates. Our budgets are multi-layered and multifaceted. Speaking now to the base level of protection, and that is what you will be reviewing and we are asking you to approve. That provides the funding for the fire department. That provides our preparedness, readiness, training to have fire engines, firefighters, bulldozers, all at the ready throughout the season. In addition to that, we have a second layer of our budget, and that's the statewide severity program that I covered, and that is also a shared funding complement between landowners and general fund, as well as the base level. And then large fire funding, of course, is split up through the first $20 million between landowners and the general fund. Beyond the $20 million, we have to go to the emergency board, ask for additional funding until we hit the $50 million deductible, and then access the $25 million insurance policy. We're focusing here again on the base level of protection for this discussion and for your approval. All of this is based on a century-old system. The complete and coordinated fire protection system is many partners, all of our state area and districts and associations, as well as our cooperators, landowners, operators, and contractors. All important pieces of that. As you know, our funding is a complex blend of private and public dollars. In general, private landowners pay 50%, general fund 50%. The public landowner rate is funded at 100%. Again, very complex system, century-old system, and has worked very well. With that funding, we are charged with protecting 16.6 million acres. This is approximately half of Oregon's forested land. We do this through 12 forest protection districts and associations. What this funds is initial attack and extended attack capacity. Again, as I mentioned, engines, helicopters through contracts at our local district level, heavy equipment such as bulldozers and our firefighters on the ground. I think where I'd spend the most time is on the budget development process. The budget development process essentially begins in January of every year at our association and district levels. Districts start creating a budget and engage district budget committees, association budget committees. Those committees review those budgets, have input on them, and their boards approve these budgets. Throughout the process, there's opportunity for public comment on the budgets. And then ultimately recognized at the Spring Forest Protective Association meetings throughout the state. Doug and I collectively attended all of those association meetings, and all of those association boards moved their budgets forward for your review and approval. This is all guided by legislation in Oregon Revised Statute 477230 that requires this process. Ultimately, the department is here seeking board approval and recommends that the board approves all fiscal year 2020 district and association protection budgets and the prorated acreage rates as presented in agenda item 3, attachment 1. And we'd be happy to take any questions.
Any questions?
Then there is a staff recommendation that is just described. So is there a motion to
second?
Moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks for all your work on this and for all the work that was done around the state to get us to this point. We appreciate it.
Thank you.